Hey, everybody. Welcome back. This is Kev O'Donoghue back with you with the Positive Mind. Back after the holidays, trying to bring you a concept, an idea, a guest or two. Yes, to try and help you lead a more positively minded life. And yes, positively minded life the day after for many, 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 many of you. And a week after for some of you, and maybe not quite finished yet for all of you. So we are back, and we have been gone because our transmitter was out. We've had equipment difficulties, and so we haven't been live with you for a few weeks now. So we are glad and happy to be back, especially after celebration. And is there a letdown for you today? We want to get an assessment of how you're doing out there today. You know, we all have our own specific moods and reactions to going into the holidays and getting ourselves geared up for the holidays.
Yeah, yeah, it's a bit confusing.
And then how we feel after the holidays. I should say we have two guests in the studio today.
Yes.
Our old friend is back, giving us a young man's perspective. Hey, Julian Jayala, welcome back.
Thank you. So great to be here.
So great to see you, man. You had a really good year. 2017 was a high year for you.
It's been a great year for me, for my career.
We will get to that. We will get to that. And Nasima Diane Deemer is here.
Hello.
Welcome back.
Always happy to be here.
Yeah, we weren't on last week, but we did do a show, Ben and I and Nasima. We did talk about the holidays. And what did we talk about?
Well, we were talking about the solstice because we were airing like right before the solstice, which is a very powerful time of year for people, you know, body, mind, spirit. So we were talking a little bit about what the solstice means and... But then we didn't get on air.
And the history of celebrating this time of year. And I did make a comment that it makes sense that mankind came up with a celebration this time of year.
Yeah.
For no other reason than that we've been inside, away from each other for a while. And let's have a celebration of light to see each other again and get out. Tell us a little bit about what we talked about in the solstice.
Well, I mean, with solstice, it's kind of the... end of the cycle of the sun getting further and further away, and you know, darker and darker nights. So it's the time of the shortest day, longest night.
December 21st.
And in the old times, you know, people were afraid the sun wasn't going to come back.
Literally thought,
if we don't do something to appease the sun god, to appease Apollo or whoever, we got to build some fires and encourage the sun to come back, because we need you.
Christmas lights.
Thus, all kinds of lights and fire celebrations
candles
and, you know, warmth and sitting around the fire and... sharing warm drinks.
Yeah,
adversely,
it's a very, very warm time for a lot of people because there's that cold in the environment, but everybody comes together to find that warmth, which is really exciting.
Yeah, connection.
And imagine if that was the only thing that people celebrated. I mean, that would make a huge celebration. That's the sun is going to come back. It's not going down to the horizon and never coming back. It's actually coming back. And back in those days, you imagine...
Oh, gosh.
Gosh, everybody must have been on everybody's mind.
Yeah.
And a community celebration.
Yeah.
Right.
Universal celebration.
Yeah. Well, there's still a very big celebration that happens at Stonehenge, also one at Newgrange, which are, you know, in the British Isles, these formations that the ancient people built in line with the sun at different parts of the year.
Is that already done? Is that over with?
Yeah. We've passed through this... solstice. So the next thing will be the equinox.
So people actually travel to Scotland and Stonehenge and witness what?
To witness the lining up of the sun. It's like a sundial, Stonehenge, and it's just to mark a very specific time.
Right. It hits this perfect point, right?
It hits a perfect point. It's kind of magical, and how they were able to line all that stuff up.
So we've come a long way. I mean, we've come a long way in over 2,000 years in the way we celebrate and how we celebrate. And people, with the internet and everything, everybody celebrates in a different way now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, and celebration is so beautiful. It's so interesting. And it's such a strong high. And people look forward to these moments of celebration. And right now has been we just had one of the biggest ones of the year, if not one of the biggest. You know, Merry Christmas to everybody. Happy Hanukkah. Happy Kwanzaa. You know, it's all of it coming together. And that celebration is so beautiful. And so many people are having such a great time. Have been looking forward to this so much.
Yeah.
And now we're kind of past...
The day after.
It's the day after. You know? You know, Kevin, it's interesting because... We know what to do, how to celebrate, and how to get there, and what to do, what to give, all that.
Mm.
But what do we do after the celebration?
Yeah, I think it's a good question. What do we do? I mean, you have to take yourself where you're at. A lot of people are let down. You know, a lot of people have had 3 weeks of running, 3 weeks of planning, 3 weeks of begrudging movement, you know, in some cases,
right.
In many cases, joy, sustained joy for 3 weeks, you know, and then here it is now, it's come and gone, and people are feeling different.
Yeah.
People feel different. And that's what we want today, for people to call us in and just give us a call to tell us how you're feeling. This is one of these wide open questions for people today. We want people to call in 212-757-5555. And just, you know, tell us what this holiday with the season means to you. What cycle you go through. Because as we were talking about this, we were talking about a bipolarity.
Well, yeah. So let's say if we think about, you know, if we think about Christmas and like what it is. I mean, imagine Christmas walked into your therapy room, right? What would Christmas be like?
That's a good question.
You know?
Now I would say you want an office here? Come and run for me.
Yeah, it'll be a nonstop party.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's a kind of, you know, I would be nervous. I mean, obviously, because, you know, you say this big word, Christmas, and walk into my therapy room. Never thought of it that way. But, you know, what happens to a lot of people is they get so focused, so energized, that it becomes a kind of mania.
Mm.
You know, and I can, you know, even in myself as a young kid, remember really spending weeks of anticipation and excitement, going to bed, waking up, you know, going through my day, everybody
and
in my community.
And it pervades your entire life. I mean, the second Thanksgiving is done, right, in the end of November.
Exactly.
Suddenly everybody's ready for the next checkpoint, the next holiday. Mm-hmm. And the next holiday happens to be one of the biggest ones.
So today is the second busiest shopping day of the year. You mentioned
right,
Thanksgiving.
Boxing Day.
The day after Thanksgiving being the
first Black Friday.
First, so today is Boxing Day, and I wonder if that's from boxes, you know, people
I think
returning boxes.
Yeah, I mean,
it should be called Amazon Day.
they'll change it once they own the world. there is a kind of mania that comes along with Christmas. I mean, a good one, everybody feels great, and you're drinking hot cider and eggnog, and you're wearing warm sweaters, and you're hugging your family members, and you're finding intimacy in those places that you don't always find it, and you're finding warmth, like we were talking about before, just because the sun is missing a little bit. But
and you're generally finding energy. You're finding happy people.
Yeah.
You're finding people, spirited people. We won't call them necessarily happy, and sometimes people are faking it.
Some people find warmth in not family, but alcohol or food. Or,
yes, they do.
Or partying, you know.
Yeah, totally.
But so what's in that manic play? Let's say, you know, Christmas comes in. Is this a little bipolar maybe?
Well, that's what I'm saying. You know, this is one of the conditions that can happen. When people have weeks and weeks of high energy, focused energy, goal, we call it in psychology, you know, goal-directed behavior. Everybody's on a goal-directed behavior for weeks, thinking about who to get what for and, you know, how to get through the holidays and what they themselves want and pleasing people and having people please you. So there's a lot of energy going towards this. And then all of a sudden, you know, it's all stopped. You know, the cheers and the smiles.
I mean,
are over.
Everything good must come to an end. You know, everything goes up, must come down. And so there's a lot of going up. A lot of going up.
Yeah.
And so no matter what, you know, it's going to come down at some point. And so for a lot of people, this is that moment, right?
Yes.
Or maybe next week right after New Year's, you know?
I could be, but I probably, you know, for people who get a lot of gifts or, you know, they receive a lot. You know, I think the luster wears off once they've gotten it. And it's just human nature. You know, I think what the big thing about this time of year is it's a chance for you to be surprised.
Yeah.
People can surprise you. You get it, you receive a gift from somebody, and it can be a surprise. And so once the surprises are over, the letdown can happen, especially for kids. I mean, yeah. I think it's a good time to watch your kids, to see your kids, see other kids' kids, because yeah. they'll be around your home.
Sure.
And notice if there's a dip in the mood, a dip in the behavior.
Yeah, so let's say there is this dip, you know. For a lot of people, there yeah. is this dip. So what does that feel like? I guess,
yeah.
does everybody take a moment to feel that dip, or is there a little bit of a, how can I keep partying?
Yeah, you know, it's a good question. That's an even a bipolar question too, right yeah. there. You know, do I do A or B? One is like, right. do I feel the feeling, or actually do I ignore the feeling yeah. and just keep going?
Yeah, it's an important
because it's bound
question.
To be, no matter who you are, a kind of letdown. Because if we're social beings, and now all the socializing is done.
Yeah,
until next week, right? Until
exactly.
New Year's, where a different type of socializing.
Speaking of socializing, we've actually got someone on the line. His name is Tim. Tim, can you hear us?
Oh, yeah, I can hear you.
Hey, Tim.
Hi, guys.
Welcome.
Welcome.
Thank you. Yeah, the reason I called is I was struck in the conversation and thinking about feelings, you know, before and after and the buildup and all that sort of stuff. And
right.
To me, you know, we have events, holiday things like Christmas and stuff like that, which in this culture and society are primarily, you know, like marketing things.
Yeah.
And it's about objects. You're just talking about, you know, here come all the presents and all this stuff.
Right. How can we commodify?
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah, and it points to me to the deeper ways that alienation is present in our society.
Perfect.
It's like in traditional societies, you talk about the roots of all these traditions and things like that. Every day was sacred.
Mm.
Okay, all of us were connected to the earth and everything that was going on all the time, and people would have periodic festivals and get-togethers to celebrate these, you know, universal events like the solstice and the equinox and things like that.
Right.
But then the day after, you went right back to a real culture that was really about you and your people and where you are and what you're doing and everything like that.
Mm-hmm.
And we go after the day after that, we're back to, you know, each against all, and nobody has anything except what comes across the TV.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and this is deeply alienated stuff.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what we're feeling when we talk about this letdown, is we're back
so
to the normal daily grind, which is
you're
not doing anything for yourself or from your heart or for your community, and you're not connected to the land, and you're not connected to the people around you.
Mm-hmm.
So once a year you reach out and talk to people that you haven't talked to all year. It's like, that's the problem.
Yeah, but Tim, it sounds like you've survived it. What are you doing? Because I agree with you. You know, we're not communal anymore. There are very few ways for people to get together and celebrate and actually have some continuity for the next day.
Well, it's interesting you ask that, because I hadn't really thought about it that way. What I do is I keep busy. I keep connected with other people in the community.
Tell me how.
Like, today, I'm with an organization that promotes local organizing for mutual aid all over the world.
Yeah, you know, you called us a couple of months ago.
Yeah,
I remember.
Because I was in an ethical bind about flying around and stuff like
yes,
that.
Yes, I remember, yeah.
And so we're literally working with people day by day, week by week. Last week, I was down in New York City with Rick Wolf and Kazembe Balogun from Jackson and all these things, you know, and you know, that's what I do with my time.
Fantastic.
You know, today I'm looking into, you know, we're trying to repurpose an open source ERP system so that it'll serve collaboration and communications and allow people to plan across different communities around the world, right?
Now, Tim, you get some kind of joy out of this.
I guess so, yeah. I like hanging out with people.
That's because I want you to...
I'm an extrovert, you know?
Yeah. Because are you an extrovert?
I think so, yeah. I get energy from being around folks.
Yeah. Because we want to take some of your magic and give it to New York City. What do you recommend? You know, yes, this alienation. Yes, this commercialization. My question is, like, did you receive anything, Tim?
For Christmas?
Yeah. Or through this season?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I got to hang out with Rick Wolf and Kazembe Balogun. I mean, we get to talk and hang out and yak, you know.
So it's not about gifts and boxes and materials for you.
No, honestly, I have to tell you, for most of my adult life, I don't give any gifts on special days like holidays and Christmas and birthdays and stuff.
Is that right?
I try to make my whole life a gift.
Yeah, There you go.
That's wonderful. That's a wonderful sentence you actually just said there. I try to make my whole life.
So we're glad we designed today's show to take callers like Tim to call in and tell us.
Yeah.
You know, alternatives to the usual mania.
Yeah, what a perspective.
Leads up to
it.
So Tim
that,
has
yeah.
no pressure leading up to this holiday. If nothing else, he's open to getting gifts of just other people meeting him and being with other people.
Yeah, very much of that, you know. It's like
Tim, you're kicking off our conversation. We have callers
okay,
backed
I'll let
up.
You go.
So we do,
thank
we do
you very much.
It.
And that's why I called in, because, you know, I felt like, yeah, this is really striking a chord with me,
so,
you know.
Yeah, we
talk
appreciate
to you later. Bye-bye.
Yeah, he's called before. He's great.
Thank you so much for calling, Tim. And you can also give us a call at 212-757-5555, 212-757-5555. If you want to talk today with us about those feelings that are coming after these holidays, how that feels, what you're doing when you assess yourself, and seeing what that feels like, whether good or bad. You know, after you've come off the high of holidays, or maybe you don't like the holidays, and now you're finally glad, oh, it's over.
Right, right.
But give us a call, 212-757-5555.
And do you hear that in your ear? Thank God that's over.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, there's a guy who has principles around it. He's made a way of surviving it, and he's like, I don't buy gifts, and I tell people not to buy me gifts.
Sure.
And I expect to get gifts from other people this time of year, without them being in a box or in a package or wrapped up.
Right.
You know, so for him, it's just an interaction with another person. And, you know, that's a question to ask yourself. Did you receive a gift this year that wasn't a package, that wasn't bought, that wasn't shiny, you know, that wasn't a thing? You know, are you open to receiving those things? I did. I mean, I did. Somebody played some music for me, you know, that I'd never heard.
Yeah.
And that was like a gift. I mean, that was
very
like,
special.
Wow, this is like the highlight of my
life. It doesn't have its own physical form. I had a friend I met from Ukraine who was visiting, and we were up till 5 in the morning and just talking all night. And then out of my fire escape, just a light snow came down. We went out into the fire escape,
right.
Went up to the roof of my building in the East Village.
Yeah.
And just took in that moment.
Isn't that?
And that was quite a gift. I mean, that was my favorite gift this year.
Right.
And we've got Yvette on the line. Yvette, you there?
Yes, hi.
Hello.
Hi, so great to have you.
Hi, thank you for having me. I just wanted to say you have to stop all the down talk because today is my birthday.
Happy birthday. Wow. Go ahead.
Going forward, I want the whole audience to remember December 26th. It's Yvette's birthday, and you're supposed to celebrate.
Okay, Yvette. So that's a good reason to carry the spirit over to the next day.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Just a little bit.
All right, Yvette. Aww. What do you want to share your wisdom about this holiday for us and getting through? Obviously, you have something to look forward to every 24th, 25th. So
26th.
And 26th.
Thank you. I like to appreciate the days starting to get longer because I don't like it when we don't have the sun for as long. So
yeah,
I try to focus on that and get outside. Try to get outside when the sun is up.
Yeah. Well, that is definitely one thing, and you can notice it. You have noticed, like now it does stay light. Even those few extra minutes a week so far.
I appreciate it, especially this year. For some reason, I don't know. I really noticed the darkness lasting longer this year than in the past.
So let me ask you: did you give a gift this year that you're especially proud of?
No. This year was really. This has been my worst financial year, I have to say.
Okay.
So I couldn't do what I wanted to do, but.
And so now you're on the airwaves. Who would you want to send out a gift to?
My friend Nancy.
Go ahead.
I did go to her birthday party and offer her.
Go ahead.
Offer her foot massages and stuff because she suffered from cancer. She healed from cancer this year, so it's most important to me that she be well because she's one of my best friends.
So you offered to give her a foot massage.
Yeah, she's going to have to claim it whenever she's ready.
Beautiful. See, there it is. You didn't have money this year, but you went ahead and found a way to give something to somebody. Yvette, we're wishing you a happy birthday and a happy new year, and keep calling us. Thanks for calling.
Thank you so much.
Sure. Bye-bye. And we have Ingrid on the line. And
yeah, in just
Ingrid,
a moment, she's going to come through.
Oh, okay. And what about this big holiday coming up?
Yeah, I mean, today is also, we were talking about a lot of ending, but today is also the beginning of Kwanzaa, which is, as the holidays continue, and, you know, the holidays aren't over really until after Kwanzaa is over and New Year's. But we're talking sort of about this conclusion.
Yeah, I want to hear about Kwanzaa because I don't know much about it. I'd love to be educated about the rituals of Kwanzaa. We have Ingrid on the line.
Well, this was exactly my point, that Kwanzaa is starting today,
yes.
And it's 7 days of Kwanzaa, so we are having definitely holy days with a Y, with Hanukkah, and then, of course, the solstice, where everything else goes piggy-bank with the return of the light,
right.
And, well, Christmas,
sure.
And now Kwanzaa. So let's not stop.
Let's stop. Yeah,
exactly. We've got this sort of little marathon, and it's wonderful that it ends sort of with this, and then the climax of the new year and Kwanzaa.
Ingrid, is Kwanzaa always after Christmas?
Yes.
Okay, so tell me about Kwanzaa. What can you tell me? Since
I don't know, I only know that it starts today.
Okay.
And I inquired myself. It's supposed to last 7 days.
It's 7 days, right? Yeah, and okay. Hanukkah is 8 days. And this also, Kwanzaa means first fruits, from what I understand. It has to do. That's what I learned in school.
So, Ingrid, you have no trouble celebrating. I can tell that, right? I can tell that about you. So. How can we keep it going? What is your secret? What's your trick? How do you keep celebrating the holidays?
The best trick is gratefulness. That's how I celebrate as I wake up in the morning. You know, I'm very grateful for that beautiful down blanket I'm lining under.
Oh, yes.
I look up at the sky. I congratulate God for his last new painting because they're always new, never the same. God likes congratulations other than just, you know, begging for favors. You know, like, good job, well done.
Ingrid, could you lower your radio in the background because we're hearing a little echo when you speak?
Well, actually, I would have to walk over there.
Okay, you know, don't worry about it. We'll deal with it for now. It's wonderful speaking to you.
This is so juicy
anyway.
Stuff. Keep going, Ingrid. Keep.
Let me just conclude by celebrating is a very, very, very important aspect of our life.
Yeah.
We don't have to wait for celebrations that the calendar tells us. You create celebrations because you intend to celebrate. Miracles are happening all the time. We just keep looking for them. You know, they're very reliable. They're coming around like buses on bus stops. Miracles.
Buses and buses.
Especially around this time. There's a special feeling that I think everybody has, a little bit of a vibration that is permeating through all human beings.
Ingrid, have you got any people there with you in your life this time of year?
Yes, and I try to to celebrate Christmas very, very privately. I am from Vienna, and the way we celebrate has little to do with the mania that sometimes happens here.
Yeah.
It's much more thoughtful, and you go inward, and you reflect. It's holy, and we don't celebrate Santa Claus.
Yeah,
celebrate the birth of Christ.
Right.
And it's a whole different. It's something that has been shoved in the background here, but there are mangers somewhere around, you know, of the Christmas child, and yes, I have people in my life, and thank you very much, and I wish for you continued celebrations, okay? Because you bring so much into this world with your program. I really appreciate it.
Oh. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
That means a lot.
It means a lot. Be well. Have a happy new year to you.
Yes.
And happy beginning of Kwanzaa.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Be well. Bye-bye.
Find out what we're celebrating every day.
Okay,
every
I'm doing it. Still.
We've got more to go.
Keep celebrating. I like that as a way of saying hello to people. Keep celebrating.
Yeah, I mean, it keeps celebrating, and also, you know, it's interesting. I mean, we are still in this holiday season, of course. You know, New Year's is not here yet, and Kwanzaa is just starting here. But what we were talking about is sort of like that feeling of conclusion, and sometimes it can be scary looking at, oh God, is this all going to be over? And then what? Mm. And then what do I do? What am I going to do in January? Am I going to sit there? A lot of people are off of school, or they're just getting back to work, or their family's been visiting, and then they're all going back home, and then you're kind of on your own again. And that comes back to our first point of saying, do we take a moment to assess how we feel in those moments, in those moments of coming down from the holidays?
Yeah, and I think it's a good question. Do we assess? Ingrid makes a nice point about intention, and it's what I intend. And she faces each day with an intention, and she's a gratefulness. But, you know, there is this quality of being let down, or this quality of, you know, the party's over or something's missing now. And it is important, you know, with a spirit like Ingrid, who can just, you know, wake up and see beauty everywhere and keep it going. And it's fantastic. It's, you know, there's so many questions I'd love to ask Ingrid. How does she get that magic? But, you know, there is this, how do I assess, where am I at? Where am I at? What am I feeling? Check with your body. Check in your body. I mean, is there this heaviness? You know, when I talked about the mania aspect of bipolar, you know, and that's the fun part. That's the energized part. Right. Are you lacking, you know, are you out of energy today?
Right. You could be spent. I mean, it could be, especially for those who have been, you know, cooking for weeks for their whole family, or they've been shopping and they've been running around and trying to make the best of the holiday and really making the best of the holiday. It can just be tiring, especially in New York. I mean, New York is like, there's a holiday market here, there's a thing there, it's snowing here, you're running around there, you're going to get drinks with this person, you're seeing your family here. It's a lot of movement.
Yeah, and a lot of expectation. A lot of people are caught up in oh, they expect that, so I have to expect that, you know, or he's expecting that from me. You mentioned something earlier about this is a Enneagram 2 time of year.
Yeah.
Everybody becomes a 2, which if you listen to this program, you know that being an Enneagram 2 is the giver, the helper, the person totally focused outward, person who does not do what we're saying today, to do the assessment. How about it? If you're a 2, if you've been giving, if you've been rapping, and, you know, your job has been to make other people happy for 3 weeks now.
Yeah.
And then here it is a day after. Are you receiving anything?
Yeah.
Are you able to be given to?
Absolutely.
Are you able to be helped? Go ahead.
Yes. And we are coming to our little break point here.
Okay.
And we're going to be talking a lot about what Kevin just said and more. Coming in the second half hour of our show today, you're listening to The Positive Mind here on WBAI 99.5 FM in New York City and on the podcast in the iTunes store, Positive Mind. There's a little bit of a mood coming on here.
Yeah.
And make sure to give us a call at 212-757-5555. 212-757-5555 if you have any thoughts on what we're talking about. And we're going to be continuing this conversation much more. Stay tuned. Thank you. And that was In the Mood. I'm sure you all know this song. This one of the biggest hits ever from 1940, yeah. 1939. And you've been listening to The Positive Mind here on WBA 99.5 FM. We're back from a break and talking even more about these holidays and the sort of come down from them and what it feels like to be in them. And also we want to talk a little bit more about giving and receiving and, yeah. and what it feels like. You know, for those people who are assessing themselves, as we mentioned earlier in the show, and finding themselves a little bit angry or a little bit hurt after the holidays, for those who aren't feeling just tired but are feeling...
It kind of makes sense. I mean, if especially for, like we say, twos in the Enneagram, that anger is the hidden feeling for a two. You know, they don't like to acknowledge their own anger, and anger at not being loved and being given back to. Nobody gives back to me, you know, what I give out. And so I don't, rather than admit the anger and feel the anger,
right.
they just keep giving. They just keep doing it in the hope that one day, okay, somebody's really going to love me the way I deserve, and
right.
somebody's going to give to me as much as I give to
them. And
that's a big aspect of this holiday season. You know, people have given and they don't get back nearly what they spending time, thought, energy, and money to give to somebody else.
Yeah, what does that feel like for the moms and dads who are giving all of this to their kids
right.
the entire time, and then maybe they don't get more than a card from their kids, or you're the uncle who got all these things for all your nieces and nephews, or your grandparents, and you're getting all this stuff for all the whole family, and you're cooking, and you're there, and you're taking care of everybody, and then now you're here, and you got a couple gifts, but it's not about that anymore, you know.
Yeah. Yes.
Now that you're older, what does that feel like? You know, sometimes it can be really, really hard to give so much and not get back for a lot of people. And it can get frustrating, or you can get angry, you know.
Yeah.
It's an interesting thing that we don't consider that often, and it can hurt for a lot of people.
It can. And it really can hurt. And it's okay to admit it. We're just asking for you to assess yourself today. Admit to yourself. You see, the day after is always a good time.
Yeah.
To just see where I'm at, you know, sit in a chair and pay attention. How am I feeling? What have I been through? What has I just gone through? What have I not gotten? What have I gotten? You know, some people, you know, even if, you know, for happy, like sit and like enjoy it, you know, notice things, certain things can make me happy in life. And a lot of times it includes other people.
Yeah.
A lot of times it includes surprises. You know, I think the, you know, the importance of surprise this time of year is underestimated. We don't talk about it a lot, but I think that's what really gift giving does. It's like, oh, it's double the money when I'm really surprised.
Yeah. Yeah. And speaking of giving, we've got Bob on the line. Bob, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hi.
Hi, Bob.
Hey, Bob.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy almost New Year. Happy,
you're getting ready for the next celebration.
Kwanzaa. Yeah.
Go ahead.
I want to say that, you know, in my family, we celebrate Hanukkah. We're Jewish. We celebrate Hanukkah. Mm-hmm. We celebrate with other friends who are not Jewish any holiday they want to invite us to celebrations for. This is America. We live in a multicultural society, and that's what makes it quite beautiful.
Yeah.
And quite safe for people who have come here from bad situations. Now, you know, the only thing I'm distressed about, really, I'm a middle-class American. I may have personal feelings one way or another about situations in my own life or my own family or my neighborhood. Mm. But I have a grand amount of distress, not just at holiday time, but all the time, since half the world's population is suffering. Mm. And so, you know, my wife and I, one of the groups we give to is called Plan International. Mm-hmm. They have a website. You can look them up.
Sure.
It's planinternational.org. You can find them just by Googling Plan International.
Yeah.
And this group came about during the Spanish Civil War in the 1930s, where there were many war orphans or displaced children. And it was organized to serve the children of the world in many ways.
Mm.
And over time, it's morphed. This, of course, the Spanish Civil War was over before World War II, and it took on the group took on new meaning.
So, what do you give, Bob? Do you send presents or do you send money? Is that
I send money, and here's how it works. Okay,
go ahead.
First of all, they are one of the groups that's on the ground in Bangladesh right at this very moment.
All right, look, I got to interrupt you. No. We got the name of it. I'm just asking about how you feel about it, because it's called Plan International.
I feel great. I feel that my money is being well spent, and I understand the paradox in charity. A lot of people don't get that yet, but many people do, that when you give something, you're getting something back that is very special. That is a psychological and existential position, and so many people do understand that, and those who don't, I hope they'll come to understand
that. Do you do this throughout the year, or is it only on the holiday that you do the giving?
So I send money to Plan at other times, but out of my credit card comes approximately $30 every month, my wife and I, and this goes to sponsor a child in Vietnam, in a village that Plan has made a commitment to. So they get all the kids sponsored, and the money facilitates the getting things for the kids so she can go off to school or he can go off to school, but also they'll build latrines, do family planning, build a school, build wells, and they make usually a 10-year commitment to a village in the third world.
Love it.
Now
let me ask you this, Bob. What about you and your wife? What do you give each other this time of year?
Well, we always give each other love. We're together about 50 years, and there's not much material that we want to give each other, but we still love each other very much, and that's quite a gift to be together with someone for 50 years
it
and
sure
be happy.
Is. Bob, we appreciate this phone call. Go ahead, one last thing.
I want to say that this is one way you can sponsor a child. And they have development offices in the first world countries, and they have a presence in the third world countries. And if you want to send a special gift, they're on the ground right now serving the Rohingya who have been displaced and are being murdered, burned out, and everybody knows what's going on. And they're in Bangladesh in Cox's Bazar, which is where these people are. The UN has said they're suffering more than anybody currently in the whole world. Of course, people are suffering all over the world.
I sent them an extra
gift for that. They are totally legit, 4-star charity navigator.
It's wonderful. Thank you so much for sharing that with us, Bob.
Thanks so much.
We're going to probably continue getting phone calls, but thank you for sharing that. It sounds like a wonderful
organization. So there's giving without too much effort. I mean, it is a thoughtful gift, a consistent gift, and he obviously gets more from it than getting, than giving. That's a way to connect
Absolutely.
And feel connected throughout the world.
Yeah, and then that's
and
a sort
to
of
a community.
And it gives meaning to yourself in that sense, whether it be, a worldly charity or even one in your local neighborhood. There's a website called NY Cares that I use that is great for volunteering just in New York.
How about a coat? Giving an old coat away. What's that in the charity called?
Yeah, they've got the winter coat drives and all that kind of giving is so wonderful because it really does. If you're in the right place, it makes you feel good for giving, and you don't have to see the person that you're helping. Yeah. You don't have to get a letter from them stating that you did this for taxes. You can just do it and know that you've done something good,
I know a guy who drives around in a car with all his old coats, and he drives around on Christmas Eve to give coats out. He doesn't give them to that place. He just sees, he goes in search of people who need coats.
Yeah,
and he empties his back seat of his car with all these coats.
Yeah, and it's just a small token for you, and it can end up being such a big thing for somebody else. But when you're giving that much, and especially for those people who are giving even more than just presents to their family or just food to their, their kids. I mean, what about those people who are giving all over the world, giving to charity, all this? And there's a moment where you might feel guilty for for not feeling the appreciation back. And sometimes that's okay to feel that, you know, it does come with giving, and you know, not everybody is perfect in that way, but there tends to be a little bit of sometimes resentment to other people or anger. You say, you know, you spend all this money on some beautiful, you got somebody an iPhone for Christmas, and then they gave you a $25 gift card to Amazon, you know, and you're like, well, this isn't that thoughtful, you know? And what does that mean for you? You know, is that okay? Can you be okay with that?
I think it's such a really good question, Julian. I think it's so good for people to really sit with that and really assess how they're feeling about it. Because that's a good question. I mean, do you at this time of year give 90% and only get 10%? Or do you give 100% and don't need and want or care about getting any percent?
Yeah.
Or do you give 50% and expect 50% in return?
And can you give to yourself too? I mean, do you give yourself time? I mean, this assessment that we're talking about, and by the way, we'd love to take your calls at 212-757-5555, 212-757-5555. We've been talking about since 1 p.m. on our show today, about taking a moment to assess, to understand how you're feeling after all of this, or, you know, in the middle of all of this. And now, when you do that, that is a gift in itself to yourself. You know, that is a gift to yourself to take that moment of solidarity with yourself and just be on your own there.
Yeah. Just be on your own.
And say, you know, if I'm angry about this, I feel angry. If I feel guilty because I didn't give enough, that's real too. If I feel sad because everyone's left, that's real. Mm-hmm. If I feel really happy because it's all still great and it's still going, great.
Yeah. Yeah.
What does that feel like?
Yeah. And I think it's a great day to do that. You know, the expectations are over.
Yeah.
Really, the expectations. There's no other voices that you need to entertain. Mm. You can just sit with your own voice. Sit and spend time. How am I feeling today? Is this a letdown? Is this different than when I felt as a kid? Do I feel like I enter these holidays in a mature way where I'm not trying to recapture the magic of the old days, but, you know, I'm taking it for what it is? I mean, Ingrid tells us that she's grateful for just her down comforter and being in bed.
Yeah, I mean, that's a beautiful thing. I mean, a down comforter is worth more than a million gifts in the cold.
Isn't it? I love socks. You know, this time of year, the socks you put on. I mean, so everybody has their thing, but, you know, this season brings in, you know, seasonal joys, seasonal pleasures.
Yeah.
So we have another caller on the line.
Hey, Jane.
Hi.
You there?
Yeah.
Hello.
Ooh, can you lower your radio in the background? I think we're hearing a little echoey. Hello?
Is that better?
Yeah, that's perfect. Better. Very clear. Loud and clear.
Okay.
Hi.
Well, speaking of downer, down.
Yeah.
I think I feel kind of a downer, and I felt it before the holidays, too. I'm Jewish, and I feel like I'm caught up in a Christian holiday by force.
Yeah, I mean... everything was closed yesterday, right?
I mean, I give a lot of presents out, or I have a lot, actually, that I didn't even give that are in my living room that I just didn't see the people yet, maybe I won't see them. But
so why do you give them? I mean,
why?
Yeah.
I know, it's kind of like a habit. Well, like my boyfriend, we really don't actually exchange... I mean, he gave me a couple pair of socks for Hanukkah, and that was really nice. You know, that was all I needed. I don't need anything now. I'm older, and, you know, I'm trying to get rid of stuff.
Right.
But the biggest gift I got was a great therapist by a woman who actually saw me on Christmas Day.
Wow.
I know. Wow. It was in the afternoon, and he's Jewish, too, and it was just... funny, he wouldn't have seen me on Christmas Eve, but that was Sunday. But he gave me some good skills, you know, for coping.
Yeah, when we speak about...
because I have clinical depression.
Okay, yeah.
And that's, you know, that's a hard thing to have when...
So buying gifts, is that a struggle for you with clinical depression?
I have a gift closet.
What?
And I just, I mean, I sometimes buy stuff, but I need to get rid of stuff, and it's all new stuff.
Okay.
It's just that I have it in my closet, and I call it the Molly Goldberg gift closet. My mother's name was Molly Goldberg, not the Molly Goldberg, but, you know, and I try to give from that before I...
So you're shedding. You're shedding things.
I'm really into the Reverend Billy stop shopping you know, notion of like, it, I mean, I'm glad I wasn't out there for all the shopping, but there's an internal kind of, I went to a service at Integral Yoga Center, and it was pretty nice because it was interdominational, even though it was a Christian service, but
sure.
I liked the carols.
Uh-huh.
And I think this is a good idea. You have this program for people who don't. You know, I'm cleaning my apartment now because my partner's coming back tonight. He goes away every year.
So you find you do find a way to get through, Jane.
Yeah, that's exactly what I would say, is I got through it.
Yeah, that's what we were checking in with today. We wanted to see, you know, the whole spectrum of people.
I anticipated the worst.
Yeah.
And I spent even dim sum with all the Chinese and Jews in Chinatown.
Oh, terrific.
Yeah, I was about to say Chinese food and a movie is the classic Jewish Christmas.
Yeah, and we saw a movie. Yeah. The movie was kind of depressing.
Yeah, I mean, but, it can tend to be kind of weird to walk around in New York. You know, it's such a bustling city,
so,
and then it's empty and desolate
and
quiet.
You know, it was like empty and desolate up at East 69th Street.
So right there is a great way to enjoy this time of year, right? I mean, how often do you get... And you know, I mean, when it's quiet, when the streets are quiet.
Oh, I see. Yeah, that,
especially
I like
in the evening time.
Sundays here in my neighborhood because it's quiet. But yesterday felt more like eerie.
Yeah.
You know, like I don't know. Maybe it was just because I wasn't in my own.
No, it is eerie. I mean, even on my street.
My own neighborhood is so yupped up now that it's not the kind of neighborhood I want to live in anymore.
No, I grew up in the East Village, and I'm still there in another place, and it's, quite yupped up.
Jane, thank you
like
for calling.
Real people.
Send us out with a message. What do you want to say out there about this topic before we go?
You know, just, I can't say enjoy, but just try to get through it.
You
know, if it's not your time of the year.
Yeah, I mean, if it tends to be difficult... Oh, watch out.
I think it's very difficult.
Yeah, I mean, it tends to be very difficult, but at least what you can do for yourself is make sure that you are in tune of that and not hiding from that or trying to escape that.
Oh, no, I'm really in tune with it.
That's
too much.
That's beautiful, and it really
it.
Sounds like it. But
you're getting the help you need. You actually found a therapist who would see you on Christmas Day, Jane.
Yeah, I know. It was
you're
amazing.
You're a lucky woman.
And that's a gift, too.
I know. I was
too,
very, very lucky.
Like we spoke about before.
He's a very good therapist, too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Be well.
New to me.
Thanks so much.
Okay.
Thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Take care, Jay. And that is a gift on its own, too, as we were saying before.
Yeah.
I mean, even more so, that assessment of oneself, what we're asking you to do just on your own, can be made even easier with a therapist, made even more in tune with, you know, giving to yourself. And that is a gift, you know.
Total great gift, you know. I mean, if you're trying to create community, social connection, and you're feeling isolated this time of year, it's a great time to just check in with somebody else.
Absolutely.
So... Good going, Jane. Yeah. So, but she said the phrase, just getting through it, you know.
Sometimes you can feel like that.
A lot of people I'm just getting through it, you know. I'm just getting through it.
And there's going to be a lot of that in January.
And that is halfway, you know, that's almost halfway through a good change in your attitude. You go through this period, I loved it, now I'm just getting through it, and now maybe a year or 2 years from now you come upon an attitude that I can carry with me to get through the whole
season. We reshape, we reform every time. You know, we find a new way to live, and we adapt as human beings. And this is Joe on the line. I think this is going to be our last call, unluckily. I know we have two other callers on hold, but it's just 1:51
now. Let's see if we can get two more.
We can just hear a little bit from Joe. Joe, are you there?
Hey, Joe.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm good. It's so apropos for what I want to say. I had to pull over to talk, and I'm pulling over into a parking lot of a synagogue.
Is it an empty parking lot?
Yes, and it's here in Queens somewhere. And it's so apropos for what I wanted to say, especially in reference to the last caller.
Sure.
I know I'm trying to talk fast because I know time is limited.
Yeah, thanks.
You know, I have things as far as the blues of the holidays. One side of my family tree is Christian, the other side is Jewish, and I try to take a historical perspective to it. I think if any Jewish people feel left out, they should perhaps take some solace and pride in the historical facts that they say Jesus, the God of Christianity, was born Jewish, and the first 200 years after his perish from the physical world, everybody was Jewish who was believing in him until it spread to the rest of the world. So perhaps some Jewish people get depression, you know, think at that fact, and they'll maybe get cheered up by that.
Yeah, there's a sense that also Christmas is kind of a Jewish holiday in some sense because of that. You know, it's his birthday, and he was Jewish.
Yeah, so a lot of Jewish people do celebrate
Christmas.
Yeah,
I know a lot of friends.
You say you celebrate both, Bob? Or
I
Joe?
Actually do. I do. I about both religions, especially since my parents said divorced when I was a little boy. So I was fortunate, I'm going to say, not unfortunate, to have to learn both religions as I was growing up. And it was not stressful as a little kid, but it made me, I believe, strong and able to deal with the issues that arise from these.
Is it a question for you, let me ask, of just getting through, or you actually could find a way to celebrate?
I find a way to celebrate. It's not just about getting through, because there's always another holiday coming, especially us here in the New York area. We're in a multicultural society, so it's not just Christianity, then there's other religions as well.
Sure.
And holidays amongst all peoples, too, that'll be coming up on the mainstream, most likely or not. But so I try to take a healthy, multicultural outlook on it all, and that gets me through. That gets me through
That's
it
great.
All.
Joe, we're glad you pulled over. Thanks for giving us a call.
We're going to
call us in the future.
One more.
You're welcome. Thanks so much. God
Thanks
bless.
So much.
Happy
God
happy
God
holidays. One more. Let's get in one more, Julian.
Yeah, we're just going to get our caller through 1 second.
Okay. Because, yes, there are a lot of Jewish people that celebrate Christmas and Hanukkah. And why not? You know, it's all about carrying yourself through the whole season in a spirit of giving and receiving or tolerating.
Yeah. Is this another Joe? Or, sorry, Daniel, it looks like. Daniel? Hello?
Yes, this is Daniel. Yeah.
Hey, how's it going, Daniel?
Warwick, New York. Everything's cool.
Good.
I just want to touch base with you guys.
It's so great to hear from you.
Beautiful children. Excuse me?
Glad you did.
I have three beautiful children. I raised them vegetarian. They've never eaten meat or chicken.
Oh, me too.
Beautiful.
Amazing
kids.
I was raised the same exact way, me and my sister.
Beautiful.
So
beautiful,
you guys,
vibrations to have.
Educate me. What does this mean?
This is my thing. This is about me. This experience that I'm having. I'll tell you, my kids are 26. 21, and my son is 17, so I got 2 daughters and a son.
Okay.
And like I said, very loving and everything. And I'm divorced, so I'm out of the house situation. So I go to visit once a week on Sundays, and I go every Christmas. Yeah. So we do the exchange of the gifts, and I'm giving out gifts. I got my little thing.
Right.
And my wife's giving gifts to everybody. And I look around, and there's nothing for my wife. And I love her so much. She's given so much. So I want to tell my kids, what the heck is going on? No. So that's where I'm at right now.
Say it one more time, Dan. One more time.
Say what?
What the heck is going on with your kids?
Yeah. What is it? Good question. If I had to dig deep, they need to learn to give to their mother and realize how much their mother is doing. And there needs to be heart-to-heart talk going on in the family.
Does she feel sad that she didn't receive anything from them?
I would think she would.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a sensitive being, and I would think so. I would think that at some point she's going to say, I'm giving.
Yeah.
And the only pile that she had as a gift, or gifts, were what I had brought.
Right.
Oh.
Still means a lot from just coming from you. I mean, and it can be very difficult, especially for a mother, constantly giving, constantly feeling like you're giving and giving and giving and never getting anything back.
So, Dan, you want to give her a gift on the radio before we close out for the day here?
Yes, I appreciate all the giving she has done.
What's her name? What's her name?
Her name is Jeannie. I just appreciate all the giving she's done throughout our relationship and our children.
Yeah.
And I really do really appreciate it. I mean, I'm not in the family. You know, I'm part of the family. Like I said, I'm divorced, and you know, I'm dealing with that. But I still have that love, and I really feel that pain, and I want to express my love and appreciation for everything she's ever done, and my children too. They are beautiful. There's this little foreigner that I need to clean up.
Absolutely, and this is for Jeannie. Thank you so much, Jeannie, for giving so much, sometimes not always getting back. And thank you to all those mothers and fathers and grandparents and kids that give all the time and sometimes don't always get back. But it still feels good in the end, that we promise. And
Daniel, yeah.
thank you so much for calling in, Daniel. And we're just getting to the end of our show here today on The Positive Mind, WBAI 99.5 FM in New York City, and on the iTunes podcast store. We'll be back in tomorrow talking more about what's coming after these holidays, or sort of this next holiday coming up. And there's a lot to speak about. I'm Julian Joiello, and of course, Kevin O'Donohue, your host here. And
nice to have you today, Jules.
Thank you so much for having you. And thank you so much for all our callers. It was really quite a gift. Here's a little bit of music.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
And take care.
Me when you are all alone. Maybe the one who is waiting for you will prove untrue. Then what will you do? Maybe you'll sit and sigh, wishing that I were near. Then maybe you'll ask come back again, and maybe I'll say maybe. Maybe you think of me when you are lost alone. Maybe the one who is waiting for you will prove untrue. Then what will I do? Sit inside, wishing that I were near. Then maybe you'll ask me to come back again. See.